Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Assistant Site Editor for SearchDataBackup.com. Today, I'll be talking about LTO technology. LTO technology has been around for many years, and it's been implemented in many data storage environments. But there are several different types of LTO, ranging from LTO1 all the way to LTO4. And most recently, the LTO Consortium announced that it's going to release LTO5 later this year. So what are the pros and cons of LTO technology? What are the differences between LTO 3, 4, and 5? And will the new LTO5 catch on in the data storage world? Here to help me answer these questions is W. Curtis Preston, executive editor at TechTarget and independent backup expert. Hi, Curtis, and thanks for being here with me today.
Hi, yourself.
So, Curtis, how does LTO technology differ from other tape storage media?
Well, the big thing with LTO when it came out, and it still is a big thing, and I'm pretty sure it's unique, is that there is the LTO consortium, meaning that it's kind of like DVD, where there are there's a group of companies that have gotten together and agreed on a standard, and so you can buy it allows them to compete with each other in the marketplace, but without hurting us, the consumer, right? So we get the good things about competition, that meaning, you know, each one trying to better each other to make the tape a little bit faster or something like that, or lowering the price, you know, making quality better, all of those good things about technology without having to worry about the typical problems that you have with interoperability, right? So say LTO and, you know, DLT back in the day before DLT stopped being shipped, you know, you couldn't move from DLT to LTO without, you know, actually copying your media. With the LTO consortium, you can buy an LTO tape from any of the LTO vendors, which I don't know exactly how many there are. There's at least three. There may be more than that. And you can buy it from any of them, and you should be able to just bring your tapes with you and not have to worry about that. So that's the biggest difference between LTO. It is a linear tape, meaning that the recording head is stationary as opposed to helical scan, which is, if the helical scan tapes, about the only few that are left are DDS or DAT, as many people call it, incorrectly so, I might add, and AIT, which is, both of those are helical scan, where the tape goes very slowly, and the recording head is spinning around on a drum, which is exactly like a VCR, if you know anybody still remembers what a VCR is. but with LTO, with most of the other common tape drive types today, it's a linear technology, meaning that the stripes of data are written as a line across the tape from beginning to end, with a stationary recording head, as the tape itself moves very quickly across the across that head, right? Which does create some challenges, which we'll talk about.
Okay, so what are the pros and cons of LTO technology?
Well, the biggest at this point is simply ubiquitousness. I don't think that's a word. There's probably a word like ubiquity or something that I'm looking for. But anyway, it's everywhere. It's very common. Everybody supports it. All the operating systems support it. There's that. There's also the price, you know, competitive nature of LTO, right? It is certainly, it is out shipping every other drive type by some significant number. I don't remember what it is, but it pretty much owns the market at this point in the mid-range open systems. I'm speaking of the mid-range open systems market. The mainframe market is different. The small, medium business market is different. But the bulk of the market in the middle there, LTO owns that. So that's like its biggest advantage, and it's inexpensive. It's reliable. The disadvantages of LTO mainly are similar to what other linear tape technologies and to a somewhat lesser degree of the helical technologies, that you, because the the tape is going at such a fast rate, which is it's dozens of feet of tape per second going past his head. And so the problem with that is the quintessential long-running problem of what we call shoe shining. And shoe shining is where you are sending an amount of data to the tape at a rate which is significantly slower than the rate the tape is expecting. The tape has to write at a certain rate in order to get a good signal-to-noise ratio. And so, if a tape is designed to go 120 megabytes per second, then that's the speed it wants to go. And when you send something like 20 megabytes per second to that tape, it cannot go that slow. So what happens is it speeds up to a certain speed that it can write at. It writes out the data. It turns back around and looks to the buffer, and the buffer is now empty because you're not supplying the appropriate amount of data. It then stops. It rewinds a little bit, and by a little bit, I mean dozens of feet of the tape because of how fast the tape is going. And then, that individually is called a backhitch. When you are constantly backhitching, it's what we call shoe shining because the tape is going back and forth across the head, and you have a very shiny head, like shiny shoes, but you're wearing out your tape and you're wearing out your drive, and you're actually are decreasing the actual throughput of the tape. So if it's 120 megabytes per second and you send 120 megabytes per second, it will write 120 megabytes per second. Very few people do that. If you send it 20 megabytes per second, it can't handle that. It spends all its time shoe shining and not very little of its time writing. As a result, your 20 megabytes per second turns into 10 megabytes per second because it's not writing data. And so that's why shoe shining is bad. It wears out the drive. It actually makes your backup slower, et cetera. It is a problem that is in LTO and in other tape media technologies. But the good news is that LTO and a few of the other drives have at least put in some stepping technologies so that they can step down in speed. The last time I checked, the slowest an LTO 3 and 4 tape drive can go was around 23, 25 megabytes per second time plus compression, right? So typically you're getting 1.5 to 1. So the slowest it can go is about 40 megabytes per second. And yet, many people still send data rates which are significantly slower than that. So that's kind of the main advantages and disadvantages.
All right. Now, I understand there are a lot of different types of LTO technology. Can you explain the main differences between LTO 3 and LTO 4?
So other than speed, speed is the main difference between each of the technologies, right? Speed and capacity, right? There's more and more data out there, so customers ask for bigger and bigger capacity because they want their tape library to stay roughly the same size while fitting, 50% more or 20, or 100% more data, right? So the biggest difference between each generation is size and capacity, right? So the LTO 3 to LTO 4, the capacity, the native capacity went from 400 to 800 gigabyte, and there was a similar increase in speed from 80 megabytes per second to 120 megabytes per second. This is for the full height drives. There are half height drives which have lower numbers. But that was the main difference between any generation of LTO and its predecessor. But LTO 4 introduced something very different, which is that in drive encryption of backup data. So using a chip that works very much like the compression chip, they can encrypt the data in line at line speed, right? So it doesn't, just like the compression chip doesn't slow down your backup, it actually increases the speed of your backup by reducing the amount of data written to tape, and thus allowing the tape to be effectively faster. The encryption chip is very similar. It handles the data at line speed and doesn't slow down your backup. So that's the biggest thing that LTO 4 brought out. It actually had the same minimum speed as LTO 3. The capacity doubled, the speed went up 50%, and then, of course, encryption.
Okay. Now, LTO 5 is due for release later this year. What are its main upgrades from LTO 4 and LTO 3?
So as far as I know, you know, I've looked at the specs. I don't think there's any major new features like encryption. In fact, I don't even know what those features would be. By the way, I should have mentioned LTO4 also, I believe it was LTO4, I'm sorry, I have to say it was LTO3, that introduced the WORM feature. So that was the difference between LTO2 and LTO3. So mm-hmm. WORM being write once, read many. So basically where you can write to the tape and you can be assured from an integrity standpoint that no one is going to overwrite that backup. This is a feature used mainly in archives, not in backups. And that's, I'd also list that as an advantage of LTO, since not all tape technologies support that. So looking at LTO5, the main differences are going to be speed and capacity again. There is almost a doubling in capacity. The spec goes from 800 gigabytes to 1.5 terabytes, native capacity. So, you know, doubling would have been 1.6. It's 1.5. What's more interesting to me is that the data transfer rate only goes from 120 megabytes per second to 140 megabytes per second. So if you do the math, that's kind of interesting because typically, basically, the way it works by usually in order to double the capacity, you know, the tapes don't physically grow in size, right? So how do we fit more data in the same physical space? And typically what we're talking about is an electronic refinement of how the data is stored on tape, meaning the bits literally get closer together. But when you put the bits closer together, by default, the tape gets faster by very close to the same amount. So it's interesting that the capacity almost doubles in LTO5, but the speed only goes up, less than 10%, which mm-hmm. is interesting, right? Yeah. And I think that really is a signal that the LTO, and I think it's a good signal from the LTO people, that people do need bigger and bigger tapes, but they don't, at this point, need faster and faster tapes. They had to make the tape a little bit faster because of just the nature of how things are, but I applaud them for not making it. My God, if they had doubled the speed, we would be looking at a 240 megabyte a second, you know, tape, right? Mm-hmm. Or if they had the same increase from LTO 4 or 5 that they had from 3 to 4, we'd have gone from 120 megabytes per second to 180 megabytes per second, which would have been, you know, again, the faster the drive gets, the harder it becomes to what we call stream the drive, to get it at that optimum rate. So I think it's very good that we've got this bigger capacity with a slight increase in speed. So,
now, do you think a lot of users will need these new features and upgrade to LTO5?
Well, it's all about the capacity, right? I mean, you know, there's no secret that the world is more and more interested in disk and less interested in tape. Having said that, there is still a huge market for tape, both in backup and in archive, right? There are people who haven't been bitten by the deduplication bug. There are people that have looked at the cost of disk and said, look, tape is still cheaper. You know, even after dedupe, tape is still cheaper. Yes, we have to deal with things like encryption, but hey, the drive has encryption included for free now, right? Mm-hmm. So there are many people that are not enamored with the new way of doing things yet, right? Or perhaps just the changes are just, you know, too much for them, right? And so there's still a significant market for tape for both backup and especially archive, right? It still is the king in archive. There is no other medium that offers what tape offers for archive. The only real competition is optical. And the significant difference in price is such that most people don't even consider it. It's a far superior medium, right, in terms of its length and, you know, it's just a more hard type medium. You know, it has a longer, you know, storage life and all that kind of stuff. But the price is crazy when you compare it, right? So, mm-hmm. So I think, you know, all that goes to say that there will be plenty of people that need to again, update their capacity to be able to store the same, you know, more and more data in the same footprint, right, by upgrading the tape drives in their tape robotics from LTO. You know, they might skip LTO4, for example. They might not have upgraded to LTO4, and they might just jump right to LTO5. So there will be people that will do that. Probably not as many people as, you know, if the whole disk and dedupe craze was on, but there'll still be, you know, plenty of people there that are going to need what LTO5 offers.
All right. Thank you, Curtis, for all those answers.
No problem.
And for more information on LTO technology, you can visit searchdatabackup.com.